Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Last Hawk by Catherine Asaro. To my daughter Kathy, with love. Acknowledgements. I would like to acknowledge the readers who gave me input on this book. Dr. Lynn Deutsch, Dr. Steve Goldhaber, Dr. Margaret Graff, Dr. Kate Kirby, Dr. Malcolm LeCompte, and Mr. Tim Oy. I give special thanks to the above because they were the first ever to see my fiction, and their insights helped me learn to write. My thanks also to Dr. Joan Slonczewski, to Eleanor Wood of Spectrum Literary Agency, to Scoville, Chychak, and Galen, and to the staff at Tor, in particular Tad Dembinski and David G. Hartwell. A loving thanks to my husband, John Kendall Canizzo, for his care and support. Prologue. The ship's controls wobbled in and out of focus. Kelrick tried to rub his eyes, but his arm refused to respond. The exoskeleton on his pilot's seat had jammed around his body. When he fumbled for the catches, his fingers just scraped over the mesh. On his fourth attempt, the exoskeleton opened and he fell forward, sprawling across the weapons grid in the cockpit. The only illumination came from the red warning lights that glowed all over the control panels, bathing the cockpit in a dim crimson radiance that didn't reach its shadowed recesses. One green light shone among the red, an engine, one of his inversion engines. It was the only fully functional system on his ship. It was also why he still lived. "I'm inverted," Kelrick mumbled. The same hit that had crippled his Jag fighter had kicked it from the sublight universe into inversion, hurling him away from...